Welcome in. I am John Jagame. We've got a great podcast for you today. Two planners from two different practices. Some might think they're competitors, but that couldn't be further from the truth. We're going to say hello to Shanna Tingem with Heritage Financial Strategies and Amy Walls of Thimbleberry Financial. Hello, ladies.
Hi. How are you, John? I'm so excited to be back and to get this conversation started.
Likewise. And hello, Amy.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. This was a great idea that Shanna had for us to do this together.
I've been working with both of you for a while, and I'm thrilled to have you on together. Why don't we start with how you met and what brought you together?
Yeah, for sure. This is a fun story, actually. So Amy and I were involved in a business coaching program through our broker-dealer, Cambridge Investment Research, called RPM, or Real Practice Management. And we were paired up the very first day, 2.5 years ago now, as accountability partners. And what that really meant was that we were supposed to have, was it a monthly call, Amy, I think?
Yeah, it was.
And we were supposed to hold each other accountable to getting some stuff done, which we'll talk a little bit more about as we move through the conversation today. And that monthly call turned into a bi-monthly call, which in some seasons of our business has been daily or multiple times a day. I don't think anybody really knew then the friends that we'd become or the business partners, honestly, that we'd become. And it's truly been a joy.
It's been a really good and interesting partnership. What Shanna left out in there is that she actually didn't like me when we met.
Uh-oh. Sounds like there's a story there.
Yep. She actually mistook me for someone else from a prior conference that we'd both been at. And worked her way through it. And then later on, about a year, year and a half into this partnership, realized the error and who it was that she had mistaken me for. So pretty interesting that we still became great friends despite that.
She didn't call you the wrong name or anything, did she?
No, she was dead convinced that it was me the whole time. And I never remembered meeting her. So I was so confused by the whole thing.
This sounds like a really bad sitcom that's turned into a great partnership.
Absolutely. You know, I won't say it has been easy. We have both had what we call the curse of RPM, which is, since we started this program, pretty constant turnover in our teams. And a lot of that has to do because of the things that we're focused on and just growing and changing and how we're developing our practices. And really, you know, as part of that, you have to learn how to hire people. And neither one of us had that skill. Shanna had learned it faster than I did, but I'm getting there. I think I'm hoping I've gotten it figured out now. And then the other thing that we've worked on together is a disaster recovery plan, which has really helped, at least for me, during COVID.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's something that we didn't really think about, right? Like in Arizona, where my practice is, and in Oregon, where your practice is, there just aren't a ton of disasters that happen. There's not tornadoes or floods or hurricanes or earthquakes, but here comes COVID. And pretty much overnight, we both had to shift to working virtually and communicating differently and making sure that our clients could find us and interact with us. And so that disaster recovery plan was super helpful. And, you know, it really helped us keep connected to not only the teams that we built, but the clients that we serve.
I can tell that you've been working together for a while, Shanna, because you didn't say Oregon and you said Oregon, because you guys, I'm sure Amy has taught you that at some point.
Yes.
So the disaster plan is certainly important, but then you also have to worry about the continuity plan. Can you explain that piece of it and how you've been able to work together on that?
Yeah, for sure. So we really realized through the disaster recovery plan that we both felt like we take exceptional care of our clients, but if something were to happen to either one of us, we didn't have a piece in place to make sure that our clients were taken care of. As I explain it to my clients, if I'm hit by their proverbial bus as I step out of my office tonight, what happens to them? And some of my clients have asked me that question. And up until the last year or so, I really didn't have a great answer to it. So we began talking about and eventually executed what we call in the industry as a continuity plan. And, you know, if I remember right, Amy, it took us a number of conversations and some months because we both really had things that were important to us, you know, as far as making sure that the staff that we'd hired was kept on board and that we had a physical presence in each other's communities. Do you remember that process, Amy?
I do. It was several conversations. First, us talking just generally around, hey, we really trust each other. We've developed that relationship and we want to make sure that we're handing our clients to somebody who can step in right away. And so then it was more regular conversations working through the details of what we would want that to look like for the other one and for ourselves, for the clients. So a lot of back and forth to get to a place where we both said, yep, we're comfortable with this. And we feel like our clients will be really well taken care of should we get hit by that bus.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, a little bit that of that might change in light of all the virtual work that we've been doing the last couple of months. But it was super important to both of us that we be available in each other's communities. Originally, I was a bit concerned when we were first started having these conversations because, Amy, you have a young family and I didn't want to be pulling you away not only from your practice, but from your family to come to Arizona. And so we really had to work through what this might look like given those parameters.
Yeah, it wasn't easy trying to think through how our families would be impacted. But ultimately, you know, with conversations with them and thinking through what was going to be best for clients and make clients the most comfortable, we came to some conclusions that we did need to be on site for each other at certain times.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, you mentioned those conversations weren't easy. I think we can easily draw a parallel here because when we're working with clients in the financial planning process, we ask them to have difficult conversations with their spouses and kids and all of those estate planning conversations. And this feels a lot like that.
Definitely.
I think that that's the thing that, you know, not talking about these things really just as irresponsible as business owners and not talking about these within your family is also irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shanna and Amy, you bring up a good point, which is as much as you guys are aligned in terms of your financial philosophies, why choose someone in another state? Doesn't that make it a lot more complicated?
We've actually found it's a little bit better, perhaps, when we add in disaster recovery. Because let's say that we get hit with a really big earthquake here in Portland. Shanna, being in Arizona, really shouldn't be hit by that earthquake unless it's bigger than anything we've ever imagined before. So what that allows is for Shanna to actually pick up and step in to field calls from clients if they can actually get a call out and maybe get a new page up on our website announcing who they can call because our office isn't going to be answering phones, nor is our team. We can do it remotely right now, but if Portland gets hit by a really big earthquake, then, you know, it's going to be really rare to be able to get a phone call through.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we were really having these conversations, we thought about that because, you know, one of the things that Amy and I share is our commitment to making sure that planning is at the beginning of the conversation in working with clients. And I think we're still in our industry a bit in the minority in that goal. And so it was hard for us to find somebody each locally that we felt had that same commitment to planning first.
Mm-hmm. That's a really hard thing to find. And Shanna, you touched on it. It seems like it would be easier than it is, but there really aren't that many advisors that say planning needs to be the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And so for us, it was really more about the fit too, right? Like if something were to happen to me, the last thing I would want to have happen to my clients is for somebody to step in that doesn't share that belief and the beliefs that I have about investing in the market. And I just would want it to be a very natural transition. And as good advisors as I have in my local area, some of them are really great friends of mine. I just wasn't finding that as an option. So when we met, it really just seemed like it made sense.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to mention, Shanna, you're in Phoenix and Amy, you're in Portland, and you have crossover where you can back each other up. But you also both deal with clients that aren't in your local area. So whether you're listening in Portland or in Phoenix, or I'm in Michigan, or my family's in Massachusetts, it doesn't really matter what state you're in. You can certainly help out somebody with the planning process and getting all this squared away. So Shanna, we'll start with you. What are the best ways to find you?
Yeah, for sure. Go to my website at heritagefinancialaz.com and click on the link at the top right corner to schedule a consultation and you'll be taken from there.
And Amy, what are the best ways to find you?
It would also be our website, which is thimbleberryfinancial.com.
All right. Amy Walls from Thimbleberry Financial and Shanna Tingen from Heritage Financial Strategies in Phoenix. Great to be with both of you and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jag.
Registered representative, securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment Advisor Representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Thimbleberry Financial are not affiliated. Cambridge does not offer tax or legal advice. Thimbleberry Financial is located at 650 Northeast Holiday Street, Suite 1600, Portland, Oregon, 97232.